Thank you very much. This is actually a wonderful comment, and we can actually finish with this idea, which I totally support, that yes, self-regulation actually does exist on the web, right? Maybe it's not that it's not that idealistic as it was before, as we have read in the paper, when the cyberspace just originated. And but there are still lots of acts of free will on the internet from the copyright owners and from people who actually use things like Creative Commons licenses that I was trying to interpret really. And basically there is a very big influence of the society on the internet, and people are trying to figure out how to do it best, not to infringe the copyrights. People don't want to do harm in the majority of cases, right? They're trying to figure out how to do it the best way so that it would be profitable for both sides, for the copyright holders and for the internet users, right? So, and this is exactly the reason why the moral standards are very important, and this is exactly the reason why the moral side of the question is not in the legal regulation of the internet. We should get there in the future. We should be thinking about how to get to the best balance between these interests from the legislative point of view. But we're not there here. It's very interesting that you have this comment about the self-regulation, which does exist on the web. It's very important to see that it does exist. Of course, everything, all kinds of self-regulation, as we call it, is the result of the appliance of other legislative norms, maybe which don't prescribe the particular regulation of certain internet relationships. For example, stealing is bad, this is the general thing, right? But we can do something about it. If we're copyright holders, we can actually do, this is a goodwill, right, of the people who actually want to earn money in a different way. There's, of course, a aspect that Charlotte was talking about, that some musicians actually want to disseminate their works online, and it's profitable for them. So, of course, the self-regulation exists, and all that we have to do right now is to make this balance written in the laws, and to try to adjust legislation to the social changes that we have right now.